Alayshur Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the first chapter. Mao Musar Mao Einenu. What is Musar and what isn't it? Musar Lishakois Al Hayemes Be'Oimek Alev. Musar means to search, to trace, to strive for the truth in the depth of the heart. Kisev Rabsim Chazis Al Mikelm Nishma Sayyidin. The Alter Mikelm writes that this is what Musar is. Shnei Devarim Gedolimim, the two profound concepts in his definition. Emes uva'imek alev. First, to search for the truth, and it has to be in the depth of the heart. Uch shemis achadim yachad, when those two concepts are combined, hainush mechapsim es emes ba'imek lev veloy rak ba'imek sechel. When one is searching for the truth in the depth of one's heart and not just as an intellectual exercise, as mizgalel adam abat chadash al atzmi, then a person discovers a new perspective on himself. Chazal askul belimud musar zeh. Chazal already were involved in such learning of musar. V'chach kersinan besanedin daf zayin amud beis. Rav ki hava ase levi din omar. When Rav would come to the beis din to act as a judge, he would say, Berav asdaf she liktola nafik. I am willingly going out liktola, and I'm vulnerable, susceptible, subject to a death sentence, and I'm willingly going to do this. I'm not providing for my household by being here. I don't earn anything over here. That I should return to my home as I came here without sin. Rashi explains, it means that I will bear the consequences of any errors that I make, saying that about himself. I'm not getting any benefit for my household over here. He's not making money out of this. I should go back home as I left him. So I shouldn't make a mistake and suffer the consequences. When Rav would see a group of people behind him, meaning these are admirers. When he would see admirers, a whole group of people, like we see even Bi'amenu, Gdolei Yisrael surrounded by people, Omar, he would revise a pasuk. This pasuk that speaks about a person being arrogant and then reminding himself not to be so. Rashi explains. He said it in order not to become arrogant by seeing all these people who admire him and follow him. So he would repeat this pasuk in order not to feel arrogance. So Marzut Chasida, when his shamashim would carry him to give a drosha on special Shabbos, when he would give a drosh in front of lots of people, Omar, the same type of thing. He would repeat a pasuk that would give him a perspective on what's happening. You will not forever have this strength. Rashi explains, the shamashim would carry the Talmidei Chachamim on their shoulders, shayuz zekinim, because the speaker was elderly. They can't walk quickly. And it's a tirch for the tzibu if this old man is passing slowly in front of them. So the shamashim would rather carry them quickly. They would carry them quickly, and he would repeat to himself this pasuk. The author says, "Zeu limud musar muvhak." This is a clear learning of musar. When Chazal were concerned that they would become arrogant, or that they might make a mistake, or ignore their individual avodas Hashem, they would repeat to themselves words of Musar, whether psukim or whatever it is. These sensations, that's what the Alter Mikelm is referring to when he says to search for the truth in the depth of the heart. Without the search, the person doesn't sense that he may become arrogant, or that he might make a mistake, or he might just ignore his own growth. Kol bardas mevin. Any bardas will understand. Kirak shvil tsar moivil akaras emes beim kalev. That there's a very narrow path that leads to recognition of the truth in the depth of the heart. It's a very narrow path. Vashvil hatsar zezaro mechshelim rabim. And that narrow path is strewn with numerous obstacles. Ninase bazel harim mechshelim anader. As we said at the end of the previous section, these set of essays are devoted to trying to remove the obstacles from the path. And therefore, thereby we will establish what Musar is not. Paragraph Aleph. Be'olam ha'Torah oyavim ledaber ashitas ha'Musar. So, in the Torah world, people love to speak about various approaches. V'amishakmim yodim limnos gam shiteis Musar. To enumerate a whole variety of approaches, different styles of Musar. Reishis neve'el atzmenu ma yeshita. First of all, what do we mean when we say yeshita, an approach, a method? הרי על תורה שבעל פה אנו אומרים, וחיי עולם נוטע בסויחנו. We say this in the Brachos. היינו שכל אדם בישראל יש לו חלק בהבנת התורה. Every Jew has a unique portion in הבנת התורה, in understanding. אם הוא, אחרי עמל רב בתורה, if this person, after much toil in Torah, ואחר שקנה גם המעלויז שהתורה נכנס בהן, and he acquires the מעלויז that the Torah is acquired by, these 48 ways mentioned in Pirkei Avos, if after that, Mihyele Bar Samcha Baturah becomes an authority, a Bar Samcha, who Mevaer Sugyos Bashas, is competent and he is able to explain Sugyos in Shas, Pesek Alachos, is able to pass, and Vemet Alterich Aliyah Bavidas Hashem, and he grows in Avidas Hashem, Ugdolei Dori Makirim Osuke Vasamcha, and he's recognized as an authoritative person, as Nitan Lirois Bedakoy Shita. Then we can say, that's a Shita, that's an approach. That's a method. It's a legitimate approach. Im he'emid talmidim o kasav sfarim, if the person has talmidim who continue his way or he writes a sfarim, yiro talmidim olchim bedarkoy u'mamtzim shita, so then it's likely that he will have disciples who will follow his path and adopt his approach. V'nei divrei Torah parim v'ravim, the words of Torah, literal sense, they reproduce, they become more and more. This is an expression from Maseches Chagigah of Gimel. They just become more numerous. V'atalmidim marchivim Torah sabam. So atalmidim then expand the approach of the teacher. Kol echad lefi havanasei u'zichronosei. Each one, of course, uniquely according to his understanding and his personality. Talmidei atalmidim boinim hal'a alei yesodos shekiblu merabbeisem. So their talmidim build further on the foundations they receive from teachers. U'sheleis chadashos amisrois bedoiram. So when the new questions arise in their generation, as always happens, so they approach it and they resolve these issues according to their particular approach. The fact that circumstances change, sometimes these changing circumstances require that new containers, so to speak, are built for these ancient lights to contain the ancient insights. Mamash begeder chadashim gam yeshanim doidi tzafanti lach, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim. So it gives the appearance of something new. There's an innovation in this particular derech in order to accommodate changed circumstances. Kach is batepam admonish masayit. And once Rabbi Yerucham expressed this idea as follows. Tzuras devarav shel Rabbi Yisrael haisa musar tahoir. Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, when he spoke, it was pure musar. Hasaba Mikelm kvar mazak bidvarei chokhmah musar. The Saba Mikelm, one of the great Talmidim of Israel, already merged in his words chokhmah and musar. Udvareinu, and speaking about himself, a Talmid of the Saba Mikelm, hem divrei chokhmah greida. Our words are just plain chokhmah. V'inei divrei gaon Rabbi Yisrael Misalant miyusadim al chokhmah mukaminiyam. Of course, the words of Rabbi Yisrael were founded on wisdom that was exceptionally deep, and so too mitoch divrei admor bukim divrei musar ro'im, and in the same way we can say that from Rabbi Yerucham issued words of musar. So what does he mean when he said that Rabbi Yisrael spoke pure musar, and about himself he said that he spoke pure chokhmah? Aval hakelim shebehem higishu es hadvarim letalmidei mishtanu midor ledor. It means that the presentation, we would call it today, the presentation of the words in their particular generation changed, but all following one shita, it's one approach. with slightly different appearances. Ve'oid zois, furthermore, keshem sheparzufeim ve'deisim shel ha'talmidim ha'mekablim shonim ze mizeh, the talmidim who receive this knowledge, of course, are unique in themselves. Kach gam oifen kabbalasam es shitas rabam shenaseh, what they receive from their teacher will change. Ve'chach mista'if kol etz chayim shel shita achas lechama v'chama alafim. So each tree of life of a shita splits into many branches. This is just a demonstration of the fact that the Torah is Toras Chaim, it grows, it develops. There's one precondition over here. Whoever continues a certain shita, a certain approach, must be a Talmid who was very close to his Rebbe and Shemesh Kol Tzokoi. Talmidim sheloi shimshu kol tzokam ubilti mugarim chas v'chalila. Talmidim that did not have sufficient closeness to the teacher, or they're just lacking. Hem amav ishim reicha shel Toras Rabbam b'nei Abu Yosef. They are the ones who cause the terror of the teacher to seem unpleasant to the public. Anashim uavim leber shitos bayadus. So again, people love to speak about this in different approaches, different styles. They approach these things as if these are theories that can be proved or disproved. If we're talking about some shita in halacha, a certain approach in halacha, or beferush Torah, a certain approach in perush Torah, there's no room whatsoever for the masses to express an opinion for, against. It's not up to them bichlal. It's only in the hands of the great leaders of the generation that they have the scale with which to measure the truthfulness of different shitois and those who created them. So when it comes to halakha, pirush Torah, that's irrelevant. Now, if you're talking about a certain approach to avodas Hashem, we're not talking about theories, we're not talking about something that's academic. We're talking about a path in life, a path in growth. So a comment, a spectator on the, you know, sitting on the sidelines, he cannot know anything about such an approach to avodas Hashem unless he is attempted with guidance to follow this approach in avodas Hashem and to notice its influence upon himself. Regarding this, Chazal says in Pirkei Avos, ve'vei mischamem keneged uran shel chachamim, warm yourself by the fire of the chachamim. However, ve'zehir b'galasan, be careful with the coals, shelo tichave. The words are like burning embers. And again, one should not then therefore speak about different approaches. If it's halakha or perush Torah, the masses have no room to express opinions. If it has to do with avodas Hashem, a person has to be involved in it in order to have an informed opinion. And therefore the author says, bifrat legabei shitas ha-musa, when it comes to shitas ha-musa, he said, nechutza hakdama arukaz, we need this long introduction to instill sufficient caution in the reader, not to be swept away by these trends to speak about this approach and that approach. Another point. Oid zeis alin radas, we need to know this. Afilu le'adam echad yesh matzavim et kufois. Even one individual will go through certain situations and circumstances ha'mechayvim oisei linkoit begishais shonos elatmo bevedasei, that will obligate him to adjust his approach, to take different approaches based on different circumstances, different times. In a comment that was printed in the old Tomer Dvora, so the comment was made by the Alter Mislobotka. He explains this point. He writes, each person is moved and influenced according to his personality. This is what Chazal meant when they said, it's a statement in Masechet Seita, if I'm not mistaken, perhaps on Daf Yutes, that a person must learn where his heart is. Furthermore, not all places are equal. When a person is going through a what we call good times, the time of success, etc. Nachoy l'moid az eich ha'isher v'tanugei ha'ilam, lifamim siba l'avid es adam. At that part in life, a person would have to focus more about wealth and about pleasure and about, perhaps we would say in our times, how to conduct oneself in business meetings, etc. V'nir'eh b'chol pinoy se'ilam, b'nei adam al gapei mirumei keres, v'yivakshu cheshbonu sabim yamim v'shanim yavoyu. He must focus on the fact that around the world, there are people who were at the top of their game, making fortunes, etc. And people, unfortunately, can lose fortunes in a moment. So when a person is going through a period of success and his deals are succeeding and he's making, these are the types of things he must focus on. Sometimes a person is going through a different type of experience. He's going through tzarois, shever al shever nikra, pegaim yesovevuhu. He's just going through difficulties. Then it would be appropriate to learn different things and to approach different things, to learn concepts that will help him, to uplift him through this difficult time. So this is the idea that the Sabbah Kadesh Mislobotka is saying, even one individual will go through different approaches to Avodas Hashem based on circumstances. Another point. Many think that there are two schools in Musar, and that they disagree about the fundamental meaning of this pasuk in Mishlei, Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the neshama of a person is like a light, a candle, a lamp to Hashem, Choyfes Kol Chadrei Voten, searching through the innards. So it's as if these two shitois, two schools, disagree about the application of this pasuk. Askol achas mevaeres, one school explains, kama gedola hi shchitus adam, how great is the corruption of man, shuzakuk lener Hashem gedola eres cheshkoy, he needs this lamp in order to illuminate his darkness. Vashenia mevaeres, the second school explains, kama gedlus ish ba'adam, how much greatness is in the individual, shenitlanu neshama shenei Hashem. He's given a neshama, which is like a lamp of Hashem. It's as if the first school really focuses on the small stature of man, and the other one focuses on the great stature of man. The truth is that there are no schools over here. There's a living individual with unique circumstances. Sometimes there are circumstances and situations that obligate him to focus on the exaltedness of the human being. But the same individual, under different circumstances, needs to remind himself about the darkness of his Yetzer. In both times, he should strive to stimulate himself and grow through that pasuk, through insights into the same pasuk above. How careful a person must be before applying this label of shita to things that are really fundamentals of Torah, like this concept, the exaltedness of man because of his ma'alois, and his lowliness because of his yitzari. These mistakes about the approach of Musa, they're deep and destructive. What perhaps could be described as an approach, a shita in Musa, is the particular way of learning and particular way of avodah. So you can have perhaps the shitos, different approaches to learning musar and applying it. Aval etzem ha-musar, the very concept, eino shita elechek ma-Torah atzma, you can't call it the shita. It's a component of the Torah itself. Kinyana ma'alois shatorah niknes ben, the mission in Pirkei Avos, these 48 ma'alois that the Torah is acquired by. Hasagas aseres amalus elyonos shenimtzuv mitzvas asei, which we quote many times in the Sefer from Rabbeinu Yoni in Shearei Teshuvah, the 10 supreme levels that were given to us as mitzvos asei. Ve'haliya b'sulamo shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, which is based on a braisa in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Torah, it's all Torah, Ein Cholekalin, wenn du Chayim Lagil Cholan, nobody disputes the fact that this is a Torah, this is a Mishneus, these are basic, these are mitzvahs, asay, nobody disputes them, and the person is obligated to reach all of these things. Uvo ur'e oid. Furthermore, another important point here, gam ha'gedolim she'istaygu midarech ha'musa, even those gedolim who, at the beginning, when Musa was still controversial, and they had reservations, let's say, midarech ha'musa, even they, hayu mechayivim limud Musa v'shkach Musa v'shivos. What they opposed is a formal Musa Seder, but they obligated the Talmidim to learn Musa. That it's not as if they shunned Musa itself. They had certain reservations regarding a separate Seder for it. Kach haya goyin rav Baruch Doiv, Baruch Ber Leibovich, Reish Shivas Knesset Beis Yitzchak v'Sobotkov Kamenitz, rav Baruch Ber, Tevea mitalmidav tomid lilmoid sifrei yereim. He always demanded of his talmidim to learn sifrei yereim, to learn sifrei, what we would call sifrei musar. Umaran bar chazin ish, remezes abigartoi al musar. He also hints at this idea in his letter about musar, shekasav sham, he writes, v'ani nimtzesi harbei masa bazal mislobotka. I spent a lot of time with the alto mislobotka, v'masa bazal mimir, v'im gdolei talmidei hoine shichyu, and I spent much time with the talmidim. There was deep love between us. They were devoted to me. I never felt that I had to withhold any sharp criticism when it was necessary. They delighted in this. In brackets, this is a beautiful phrase in the Chazon Ish. It's the nature of Chachamim. It's an amazing expression. A chacham enjoys a meisivei more than Tanya Namihachi. Which is, of course, this is from Chazal themselves, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan bemoaned the fact that after Rish Lakish passed away, all his talmidim, Tanya Namihachi, I've got a support for you. Where's Shimon Belakish to ask me kashas and to shop matera? At any rate, mitevach chacham lis anegal meisivei yosem Tanya Namihachi, kmo shamar Rabbi Yochanan then Baba Metzia, v'gam ani misanegalem adelated in there, company and whatever, ufifrat al yeshivois atzmudos betorah v'yir'ah v'rei perdu, and especially those yeshivois where the combination of Torah v'yir'ah. Even those who, again, had reservations about Musar as a formal part of the curriculum, nonetheless demanded Musar in practice. The author says, Harei Musar b'chilal ha'gadol shebechol ha'tirah. Musar is part of the idea that we have throughout the Torah, shall etzem mitzvah deyuraisa l'olam in shum machloikis. For an actual mitzvah, there's no machloikis, rak befirtei pratei shel mitzvah tetachin machloikis. Machloikis is possible in the details, the parts, the components of a mitzvah, but nobody disputes the actual mitzvah. Kmo yichen etzem chiyuv ha-musar kasuv b'Torah, shanui b'neviim mushalash b'chesuvim. The actual obligation musar is in the Torah, neviim, kesuvim, it's regarding details that there were different opinions between Chachmei HaTorah, v'gam hem lo yecholkim mikol v'kol kanal, and they too didn't have such great disagreements as we mentioned above. Uma me'oid tzrichim lizer b'munach shita l'gabay inyan ha'musar, and therefore one should be exceptionally careful in applying this notion of a shita, an approach when it comes to musar. Paragraph base. Oid musag echad, anu tzerichim leavir tachas shevet habikuris. One more concept that we need to review critically. Vehu hashkafa sa'olam, or bekitzur hashkafois. The concept of hashkafa. Reishis yesh lodas, first we need to know, ki musag zehu neta zar, that this concept is actually an alien object imported into Jewish society. Shetzamach al admat Germania, the concept grew in Germany. Perushoyu, the idea then was, Adam mashkif olam, the person surveys the world. He gazes out at the world, v'yotzer le'atzmoy derech, and he creates for himself a path, lehavin es ha'olam, es ha'chayim ves atzmoy. He develops a way of understanding the world, a way of understanding life and himself, but all of this, an individual view of the world. And from that, he deduces how it is that he should live his individual life. That's what it meant then. It wasn't part of Jewish society. It was something foreign to us. Kan yesh lishol, what we need to ask is, haim yesh makom lehashkafas olam b'such tchum ha-Torah? Is this concept applicable? Is it legitimate within the realm of Torah? Haim adam yechol lismoich al hakarasoi, lachshev shi amitis u'mechayeves? Can a person rely on his perspective, this recognition of looking at the world, and think that his conclusions are truthful and obligatory, kloma amitis la'amita shel Torah, and really, is it congruent with the Torah? Furthermore, is a person capable and permitted to set for himself the most supreme values within the realm of Torah? Regarding our first question, we're going to learn from his comment, the Gemara that discusses a person who denies Tichyas HaMisim. Rashi, the comments, rather, he denies that Tchiyas HaMisim is in the Torah, is hinted to in the Torah. Rashi comments, Afilu yehe moideh u'ma'amin shichiyu HaMisim. Even if he actually concedes the point, if he actually believes that there will be a Tchiyas HaMisim, ela de lo remizeh b'raisa, he just denies that it's hinted to in the Torah. He refuses to acknowledge that there are hints to it in the Torah. Koyfer hu. Ho'il vu oiker shish Tchiyas HaMisim in the Torah. Since he is denying the fact that the Torah itself hints to Tchiyas HaMisim, ma lanu ve'le'emun asoy. What do we care about the fact that he actually believes that there's such a thing in Tchiyas HaMisim? V'chim heichanu yodeh shekenu. How would he know? Where does he get it from? Hilkach koyfer gamuhu. Says the author, Hari adam ze kiven la'emes mitzad hashkafas olam shelo. This person actually reached the correct conclusions from his hashkafas olam. He reached the right conclusion. Rak beremez min Torah einu ma'amin, but he doesn't believe that there's hinted in the Torah. Ach hashkafas olam shelo lav klumi. His hashkafa doesn't count for anything in our eyes. Im ein lo remez aleh min Torah, lachen hu nechshav lekofer gamur. That's the answer to the first question. Ala shela shenia, the second question. Im adam rashai lekbo al atzmo arachim lefi tamoy. If a person can set for himself his own values, hare anu omrim bisvilas shacharis b'shabbos. We say there, Ein ke'erkecha Hashem Elokeinu bo'olam hazeh. There's none like your value. Kloimar, achen olam hazeh olam arachim. We said this earlier in the sefer when we spoke about the human being. Olam hazeh is the world of values. Shekol echad kovei la'atzmo erech elyon b'chayav. People set for themselves their greatest values. What is going to be the value that determines a person's path in life? Aval b'Torah ein makom lazeh. The Torah doesn't allow a person to do this. Ki ha'erech ha'elyon ha'amiti hu Hashem Elokeinu. The true supreme value is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uv'Shabbos kuf mentes amud alef anu motzim devarim takifim b'Rashi b'inyan zeh. We find very sharp words again in Rashi regarding this. K'sav ha'me'alech tachas ha'tzura v'tachas yedioch ha'na'is. This is like we would call it a caption. When you have something written under a painting or under a statue, a caption that tells you what the Asur likroi seh b'Shabbos may not be read on Shabbos, udiokanah atzma filu b'chol esor yistakel ba, the actual figure itself should not be looked at, may not be looked at even on a weekday, mishub shenema al tifnu el ho'elilim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that corresponds to this idea. My Gemara, what is it? What's the teaching of here from the pasuk? Omar b'chanin, al tifnu el midatechem. Do not remove HaKadosh Baruch from your das. El midatechem. The God that you produce by yourselves, the deity that you generate. Rashi einu mevayer shagmara medabos b'diuk anash el avodah zara gedas shar poskim. Other poskim explain that Gemara is speaking about some sort of a statue which has a connection to avodah zara. Rashi doesn't go along that path. Ela bitmuna be'alma shadam tzio pisel. Rashi's understanding is that the Gemara is speaking about a painting or a statue. Ulda'atoy asur istakel ba. He understands that the Gemara is saying that one may not look at it. Ki en difnois el mashadam bada minipoy. A person should not turn to what a person generates by himself, all sorts of things, fantasies that a person invented. Bevaday ze shasas tziura abu erich. Certainly the one who made the painting sees some value in it. Aval en difnois el davar shesh lo irak erich pati ladam echad. If it has value for one person or one individual or whatever it is, if it's not a global value, one should not turn to it. That's the answer to the second question. And the author continues, Besech Troma Shel Torah En Makom L'Hashkafois. Within the realm of Torah, there's no room for these Hashkafois, for this idea that one generates for oneself a world view. On the other hand, what we need to know is one should not turn the Torah itself into an individual worldview. Meaning, the Torah is a revelation of truth. It constitutes spiritual life itself. How it is that we are to approach the world and all of its phenomena, what to build our lives on. We need to draw these from the halakha, a phrase that is familiar to us from the Machzor, Yamim Noraim. Elsewhere in this sefer, and also in the first volume, where the individual will find his unique place in the Torah. Kanik Barak, all we want to say over here is, this approach of hashkafa, that we carve for ourselves a particular outlook, it has to be totally removed from the realm of Torah. From everything we've said, it should be understood, and especially regarding Musar. It has nothing to do with Hashkafa. One should not approach Musar from the perspective of Hashkafas Olam. Im Baalei Hashkafois Tonim, if Baalei Hashkafois, he is using this term in a derogatory way. If Baalei Hashkafois claim, Ki Musar Hi Torah Pessimis, that Musar is a pessimistic teaching, Mavialei De Atzvus, that brings one to melancholy, and further foolishness like that, Neidam Me'ata, we should hopefully know now after this. Explanation, that this is just the product of ignorance. Only a person on the outside, if with prejudice and all sorts of biased, only such a person can reach such distorted judgments. Such an approach will never bring one to sincerely search for the truth in the depth of the heart. Adkana.